Friday, September 3rd, 2021, 4:52 a.m. Okay, so I haven't been painting. I've been dealing with stuff, yard work. What else did I do yesterday? Oh, yeah, worked on the frame for the painting that I'm entering. Various house chores. Trying to convince the wife to go to the doctor, but you know, that's can't seem to do that. So, yeah, looking at this painting that's going to be hanging in the gallery soon. It's not bad, you know. It's okay. So, it definitely is an older painting. I guess I don't paint like that much anymore, but I guess I do. I don't know. So I'm not going to paint today. Right now I'm looking at that frame and it's still a little waxy feeling, and I like to dry it out some more before I work on it some more. I think what I'll do is yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, it's still not tacky, but oh, there's a spot right there that's real waxy. Right there. Okay. So let it dry some more, maybe later this afternoon or something, and looks pretty good so far. I'll throw that on the painting and see what next coat. I'm gonna do two coats on that frame. It's right now it's kind of a dark green color. I think that'll work good with this painting. Seems just looking at it now, it seems to like it will. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What else am I going to do here today? Oh, what have I been doing? Oh, anyway, so the dog is, I don't know, he's unpredictable. He's not getting any sicker, but like yesterday, he didn't want to eat. So he finally did eat in the afternoon. But he didn't eat everything I gave him. He probably maybe ate about half. And this morning, as I was preparing his food, he went back into the bedroom. So I said, okay, feed you later then. So I don't know what's going on with him. The wife scheduled him to get this benign tumor removed from under his tail above his anus. So that's coming up here pretty soon, next week, I guess. And I hope the doctors don't screw it up. Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah. So I made an appointment today, actually, for my regular doctor. And mainly because my blood pressure has been low. And like I said, on one of my medication, there's a cutoff point where if it's below a certain level on the systolic reading of the blood pressure, that I stop taking it. So it's been like that for several days now. Don't know what's going on. One thing I do notice is that my atrial fibrillation is noticeable. Usually I don't notice it. I don't notice the symptoms of it. But it's always there. I could tell by the way that my heart rate is not really readable because of that extra beat or whatever that's in there. So when I take my blood pressure, it gives you heart rate, and the heart rate can range anywhere from like 65 to 105, you know, from day to day. So like I said, usually I don't notice it. It doesn't slow me down or anything. But for the past 3 days, maybe since all this has been happening, I've noticed that I do notice the symptoms, the fluttering of the heart and stuff like that, and a feeling like you know, you really can't catch your breath, but not severe. Just like, yeah, I could take a little extra like that, and now it's okay, kind of thing. Not where I gotta, if I do that all the time, I still can't catch my breath. No, it's not like that. It's just like a side type of a thing that you need to do every now and then. Excuse me. So I got a doctor's appointment for that. I don't know what she's gonna tell me. She already reduced the other medication that I'm taking. And I asked her, well, if it's if my heart if the medication that I'm not supposed to take because of my heart rate, and why didn't you do that one? She said, well, because it's actually the other one that's just gonna, raise my heart rate and allow me to take the other one. So what's the other one for? I don't know. Oh boy, getting old sucks. Anyway, so let me call this a short recording. I'm gonna go on the computer a little bit and play around on there. Can't really do much on this. I don't want to start painting something because it's I got too much to do. I got, like I said, well, the appointment for my doctor's later this morning, so it's going to be a short morning for me as far as getting everything done. I'm not going to be able to go for my walk again today. I didn't go yesterday because of the way my heart was, and I just wanted to make sure that it's still safe for me to go on my walk. I'll talk to the doctor about that. I'm pretty sure it is because they never said that there's any restriction because of that. But what is it now after all the heart surgery and all this medication I'm taking? Should I be more concerned? I don't know. So I'll try to find out today. I hope they don't try to restrict me on my exercises because what else am I gonna do? I know I need to do the exercise, otherwise I'm just gonna start to deteriorate real fast. So let's goodbye.